Christ, before we begin the sermon here this morning on the Feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, I wanted to tell you a short story about one of the border boys down in Omaha. Most of you know that I helped take care of the boys down there who stay in Omaha and go to the school. This was a couple years ago. During the wintertime, one of the priests took the boys out sledding. So after it had snowed, and the boys went to one of the local farmers and was sledding down his hill. I'm not sure if it was his driveway, but on this hill, as there is in most hills, there were some dangers, and one of those dangers was a fence post. He had a fence that run along the hill, and one of the younger boys, I would have to say he was a little bit inexperienced in sledding, had the misfortune of running into the fence post and breaking his leg, and they took him to the hospital right away. When I arrived there at the hospital a little bit later that evening, I was able to find out exactly what had happened and the situation. So unfortunately for the young boy, he had a whole leg cast, so from his upper thigh all the way down to his ankle. And when we got him back to the border house, which was early the next morning, maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, he was in a lot of pain. He had already had some pain medication, but when we helped him lay down to go to sleep, he was still in much pain, and you could tell how he was feeling. But within a few minutes, as he was laying there, I could hear him saying something, and under his breath, as he was trying to sleep or fall asleep, he was saying, "Jesus and Mary, Jesus and Mary, Jesus and Mary." He said this over and over for like 10 seconds. Just like that, he fell asleep. So my dear friends in Christ, today is the feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. And for us, in our lives, we should understand the power of using the Holy Name of Jesus. And we should get in the habit of using our Lord's and our Blessed Mother's name frequently during the day. We know that from Scripture, our Blessed Mother was told by the Archangel Gabriel at the Annunciation that our Lord's name was to be called Jesus. We also know that when the angel appeared to St. Joseph, he told St. Joseph that our Lord's name was to be Jesus as well. But when it comes to the power of the Holy Name of Jesus, we hear in Scripture as, by calling upon the Holy Name of Jesus, the devils flee, the dead rise, the lame walk. This is all done in the name of Jesus. And Peter, he has said, "Silver and gold I have none, but what I have I give to thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk." Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ wants us to call upon his name, and it should be a sweet consolation to us to do so. That should bring comfort and strength to our heart. It should give us courage, especially in time of temptation. But on the other side, my dear friends in Christ, let us make sure that we are not using our Lord's name in vain. We know that we have the second commandment, which tells us, "Thou shalt not use the Lord thy God's name in vain." So how important it is for us, if we have the habit of using any profane language or using our Lord's name in vain, that we overcome that habit. Oftentimes, we use bad language, or we use our Lord's name in vain when we're frustrated or when we're upset. Or also, it happens when men or women or children get together. There's a sense of it. They think that it's cool, or it feels cool to use bad language when you're among your peers. But we know, my dear friends in Christ, it's not cool. There's nothing funny about using bad language, because in doing so, it offends Almighty God. When we use bad language, it's as if we are piercing our Lord's sacred heart with thorns. When we use bad language, it's as if we are piercing our Blessed Mother's Immaculate Heart with thorns. So I want to give some advice here today. If we have the habit of using bad language or using our Lord's name in vain, some advice on how we can overcome this vice. Or if we know somebody who struggles with using bad language, whether that's at home or whether that's in the workplace, what we can do in order to help overcome it. First and foremost, we should have a good guard over our tongue. was speaking with a gentleman down in Omaha a month or two ago, and we were talking about this very topic, using bad language or using our Lord's name in vain. And he had said, as a joke, he had asked me, "Do you know what the shortest distance in the world is, Father?" I didn't really understand what he was trying to say. He said one more time, he's like, "Father, do you know what the shortest distance in the world is?" And I'm thinking, what's your point? And he's like, "The shortest distance is between the brain and the mouth. As soon as the brain thinks something, the mouth says it." And I had a laugh because there's some truth to that, but that's where we have to practice having custody or guard over our mouth. We should think before we speak. We should especially pray before we speak when we're frustrated or upset or when we're around our friends. I remember a situation many years ago, before the time in the seminary. I was spending an evening with some friends, and we were just talking and visiting, and then the conversation topic started to go into a direction that I could tell was not good. And I remember saying right away that this topic is not funny. And there's no joke about what you're trying to get into and trying to discuss here together. So the bottom line for that situation was that when we recognize in a conversation or in a situation that there are bad things that are being talked about, or there's bad language that's being said, do your very best to put an end to it. Leave the conversation. Leave the situation. Be the one to stop that conversation from happening. Let us not be the one who sits back and allows for it to keep going. But my dear friends in Christ, certainly we need God's grace to do that and call upon the holy name of Jesus for help in that situation. Because of our own strength, we can do no good. But with calling upon the holy name of Jesus and our Blessed Mother Mary, we certainly can do good in those situations. Another means that we can employ to help overcome the vice or the habit of using bad language is if you find yourself using a bad word, try to make some small sacrifice or say a prayer after the fact. Of course, we want to be on our guard before we use the bad language, but if we found ourselves to have used some word or some phrase that is not pleasing to Almighty God, let us pray a Hail Mary right away to make up for it. I know of some individuals who they'll take a quarter or a dollar every time they use a bad word or some phrase, and they'll put that quarter or that dollar into a jar, and that jar, or whatever it might be, goes to some other cause or to some other purpose. But that reminder, that help to work for us, to be on our guard, really does help. But first and foremost, my dear friends in Christ, we have to will to overcome this vice. We have to be ready to put forth the effort in order to overcome using any bad language. In times of temptations, in times of difficulties, in times of frustrations, let us call upon the holy name of Jesus and Mary, and let us ask them for help. We know that every knee shall bow that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth to the name of Jesus. To our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, when we call upon his name, we should bow our heads slightly in honor of his holy name. During the Mass, you see the priest oftentimes bowing his head, like during the Gloria, which was just prayed. The priest bows his head often. This isn't because the priest is nodding off or falling asleep. He's bowing his head at the holy name of Jesus and other very reverent parts and prayers of the Mass. So we should get into that habit, especially when we pray, as we pray in the Hail Mary and our other prayers. Let us honor the holy name of Jesus, and we'll find great consolation and sweetness in calling upon our Lord in our struggles and the fulfillment of our daily duties. My dear friends in Christ, let us also keep in mind that if we do our very best to honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his name, he will bless us in our undertakings. Let us call upon his holy name often. Let us ask our Lord for his blessings and graces upon us and our families. And certainly, if we do so, Almighty God will bless us, just as he had done so with that young border boy when he was going through much pain with his broken leg. We see our Lord's grace working in our own life, in our family lives. Jesus,